Live. With Dance, Roger.
On that concept of Thanksgiving, again, I know it's a play on words because all of us look at this time of year as Thanksgiving, and we are thankful. And I want to truly say, gathering around the table that we've got to be part of the last few years, as we grabbed hands and awaited for the head of the table, who was opposite me, who is a pastor, and just the joy. Just unspeakable joy that was on each one of our faces. And I'm looking around at these people. I'm like, you know, this group of folks, there was four couples. We truly, truly do live our lives in the different professions that we're in that spirit of Thanksgiving. And I, it's tough to boil it down if there was just one pillar for me. So I'm going to share all five. Since it is Saturday AM Live and I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I am thankful that I can live a life now in my 50s that I couldn't in my 20s because of a poor choice that I made, jumping off a waterfall and permanently injuring my back, and the condition of my back, lower back today, because of these solutions. Is it one? Is it two? No, it's the whole wellness home. And on that, on the heels of that, no pun intended, it's the healthy mind. I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I get to live every day as my mantra, my mission statement. Say, I'm grateful that I can leave a living legacy for future generations because every single day I choose to set down to open up the Bible, to open up works and authors and allow things into my mind to change my mindset for the better. And, you know, let this attitude, I'm grateful for the ICANN attitude course that I've been a part of now for 5 years. Is it? Yeah, 5 years. And when I look at the last three pillars, a healthy family, finances, and society, for me, all three of those get rolled into one. And it's because we've had the opportunity, Stacy and I, for 26 years of our marriage, not to put ourselves on a pedestal at all, simply to live our lives other-centered so that we see opportunities in our community here, near, and far, here locally, being able to serve in a variety of different ways, whether it's volunteering on a field trip with school or whatever, always being those people who are first to step up. And I look at the future, seeing where our girls have picked up that baton and are carrying that torch. And I see, an 11-year-old embarking on a trip to Africa. Lord willing, it doesn't get postponed again. But being able to go to a continent where she was born, which she has not returned to as of yet, and be able to share with other children her age and even younger that we can change. We can literally, as they say, change our stars. So that's those three, because when your family gets impacted, when the dynamics of it get improved, then of course your finances are going to change. And that's one of the statistics right now that's proven that with an education, when you understand the simplicity of good finances and the family dynamics that go with it, then the entire society, the culture changes for the better. But it goes back again. They all get interwoven hand in hand. So if I had to look at it, you know, the five pillars of wellness, which one? No, they all five jump out at me. But what say you? I know Colleen and Larry Thomas, We communicated yesterday via text. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Or 2 days ago, 3 days ago. And they are truly, when I look at couples that are in Nikken, who are in the retirement years, there's no biblical base for retirement, by the way, folks. It's not in there. I look at the oldest book that's been printed, the most sold, least read book that's out there. And Larry and Colleen Thomas are, I say, the epitome for me, examples of that. Colleen, Larry?
Oh, man, you're wonderful. Thank you. That was beautiful, what you, all the different things you said on the five pillars. Wow, that's great. And when we, you said to think of one of those pillars and talk on, we can't separate body, which is supposed to be health, and family. They just seem to go hand in hand, and they're so, so important. We've used McCann products almost 16 years and have about everything they make, and it has just changed our lives. We're 72 years old, and we feel better than we did 20 or 30 years ago, thanks to McCann. We know it's made such a difference in our lives, and just some of the experiences we've had, and we make no medical claims, these are just experiences, but I had a backache off and on throughout my life, even a herniated disc and three bulge discs, and I wear the Nikan's MagFlex on my back day and night. It looks like a small mud flap, but it has many magnets in it, and now I have no more back discomfort, and I never needed surgery. And we also drink Nikan's filtered water that has a pH of 8.5 to 9.5 alkaline. It's called a waterfall and takes out the chlorine, goes through magnetics to get into our cells quicker to hydrate us, and adds minerals, and the water just energizes us, and it helps keep us healthy. And we drink a lot more water now because it's refreshing, and it tastes great. We wear the magnetic insoles, the power wrist and neck bands, and I have the gold necklace too, and the silver that I wear interchangeably, and they all have magnetics. It helps to keep our circulation moving in our body and helps prevent aches. We keep very active, walk about 2.5 miles a day. We exercise. We dance a lot. Now it's at least 3 times a week. Come January, it'll be at least 5 times a week. And for about, last night we danced almost 2 hours straight. Our feet and legs just don't get tired when wearing the insoles. A big portion of our health is we take the Nikan Nutritionals. They're organic, which helps keep us healthy. We're on no prescription drugs and don't hurt anywhere. We feel Nikan has made such a positive effect on our lives. You know, thanks to Nikan, it's made such a difference in our lives. And we've helped so many people feel better using the magnetics. And it's just a true blessing to be able to help others. And that's
and and Colleen, thank you, because when you embrace simple concepts, and I was talking with somebody, actually it was just yesterday, and I looked at me, never heard of Nikan. And I could see him start to gloss over. And I said, it really is simple when you look at bringing nature from outside and bringing it into our homes. And again, same scenario, like Colleen, like you and I were both sharing about a back issue, that because it's a major thing. And I know you can attest to this, that when mama's not happy, well, Larry's not going to be happy either. And it just, Larry, if I could put you on the spot, when you look at that, I know you'd say ditto to everything Colleen has already shared. And I've seen the pictures of you guys that you so graciously shared with me of dancing and whatever. But is there something that jumps out to you in those five pillars?
Well, I have to agree with Colleen what she said, but I'll just tell a little story. You know, Colleen got involved with this way back in 2005, I guess. And I've told you this before, but other people won't have heard it. But my last name is Thomas, and my first name is Dowding. And I had a real tough time. I was a science teacher, and I had a real tough time accepting that these things work. But it turned out that I was sort of like collateral damage, collateral damage only in a very positive way, because Colleen was using these things, and she said, "Well, try these things. Well, you know, they work." And I've been very blessed because of that. And really, I agree with you, all five pillars of health, because of what they do personally for me, it allows me to do other things for others that probably I would not do otherwise. And it's a whole package that's just a wonderful thing that happened to us as a couple, and we're able to share some of that with other people.
Larry, is there a particular story that, looking back over, you know, decade plus, that jumps out at you, that you will say, you know, that's one that I'll never forget? I've got a small collection, and it's interesting presenting me, Ken, and talking to people, how sometimes I don't have them listed out, but it seems like the ones that come back to the front center of my mind are always the ones that need to be shared. But is there one or more than one that jump out to you that you're thinking, oh yeah, I remember sharing with that person, and that was a special experience?
Well, I'll share a personal experience, because I was so doubtful. You know, I really didn't expect any positive things, but like I said before, I was a teacher, and I stood on a tile floor, which is right on top of concrete, which is like standing on concrete all day. And when I'd get home from school, I would be tired. I'd want to sit down for a while and put my feet up. Well, Colleen encouraged me, and I did put the insoles in my shoes. Those insoles have changed, and they've improved over the years, but put those in my shoes, and I thought, well, these aren't doing anything for me. I don't notice anything. Well, about 2 or maybe 3 weeks later, I noticed, just became aware, that when I got home from work, I didn't feel like I needed to sit down and put my feet up for a while. And it just gave me more energy, and, that was a very positive thing.
And, you know, Larry, I know that a lot of us sometimes forget how important, if you're exposed to, like we have over the years, the different podiatrists. I there's several that, Dr. Mark Sussman, Dr. Stan Bogus, that come to mind, that help us understand there's 90,000 nerve endings in each foot. And that, you know, Nikan started in 1975 with that insole, the mag step, and I still have a few pair of those. Yeah. As you said, they've improved over the years. Everything improves over the years. If it's not improving, then something's wrong. I mean, I don't know if you, in the trades, if you can improve upon the design of a hammer. They're pretty simple. There are some different types, different weights and everything, but the concept is pretty much the same. But when it comes to technology and science, we know that. We see that in our culture, that the science is always improving, and that when we allow ourselves to experience that, it changes everything. I want to, if we can shift, and I want to say thank you to Larry and Colleen for being so bold to jump out there. I know there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories. There's not hundreds and hundreds of people on the line right now, but I know there are so many others out there. And when you think about it, again, this is that time of year where we kind of recollect And when we pause, and I know we heard last Saturday from Leo LeMay. I almost said Lou Gehrig. We heard from him. Wow, what group are you part of there? We heard from Leo LeMay, who is, you know, one of the top, if not the top, you know, poster child in Nikan right now. But he mentioned that simple concept, starting each day with the heart of gratitude and taking the time. And how many of us in our culture, at different times, we rush out the door or we were part of that, but that healthy mind filler. So I'm curious. I know there's others out there. *6 on your phone line. And again, thank you to Larry and Colleen for setting the example so beautifully for us. And one of those fillers jump out to you?
Morning, Vance.
Good morning, Lyle. How are you?
Damp, but doing good.
Damp.
Well,
Lyle, you and Sandy have been in Nikan for a while. What say you?
Well, you know, it started like a lot of people, a product experience that got us really looking into it. And because of the products, and we use just about everything, it allowed me not to see the guys in the white coats except once a year for an annual physical. We don't get sick, and if we hurt, we use the magnets and try to avoid going to the white coats for any assistance. Then it also allowed me to fire my boss, and so with what income we were getting in, we were able to survive. And so that also allowed me into one of my passions. And Sandy will say I'm a volunteer junkie, which is probably true. Not having to ask for time off to go do whatever I needed or wanted to do. I just put it on the calendar and went and did it. And so helping the community in many, many ways, from food drives to volunteering at the chamber and being around and helping the community and being on various boards to help organizations in the community, it was a no-brainer. So really all five played a role in where we are today.
Lyle, you talk about being able to fire your boss. I met a young man yesterday who's 17 years young. Never met him before. He and his father have a automobile glass business. They come out on site and repair windshields. And I was at my parents' house, and two of the vehicles needed new windshields. And I was amazed because of you could see the joy that was on his face. And at 17, he said this. He said, "No, I don't ever want to have a job." He said, "My dad pays me $300 every Saturday to work with him." And I looked right at him. I said, "You get to play with your father." And he goes, "Yeah." And he said, "A lot of my friends in high school, they work in fast food or they work other jobs. And every other week, every 2 weeks, they'll get about the same take-home money as I do." And it was really interesting to have that dialogue, because a lot of us, maybe sometimes we forget that we're all created actually to work for ourselves or to play for ourselves. And sometimes our culture messes that up, and we think that we need to do that. Lyle, I'm also curious, and let me ask you one more question on this. When you look at all of the Nikan solutions, is there one that you're more thankful for than the others?
I would have to say what really got us involved with it is the Backflex and the rollout that we had. But the Backflex is what helped me with my back injury or back problem that none of the other solutions that I tried was long lasting. Yes, it helped. Injections helped or pills helped, but only for a short time, but nothing long lasting. And wearing the back flex all the time really wasn't inconvenient, and I never had to do anything else. And my discomfort went away.
And that's being in that same category of one of the 82% of Americans that get to deal. And I take full responsibility. Like I said, I met a gentleman yesterday. He looked right at me and tipped his head sideways and said, "Why on earth would you do that willingly? You know, jumping off of a waterfall, especially the height of the waterfall I jumped off of." And I blamed it on my younger brother, because that's what you're supposed to do, I guess. And but I said, today the beauty is, 30 years later, I'm not dealing with that because. And he had injured his back in a work related accident. So it was a fun little dialogue. Lyle, thank you.
I would like to add though the second product would have been the water, because it got me off of drinking diet sodas and sodas, and I haven't drank sodas in probably 5 or 10 years.
Yep, that's a game changer, because I guess based on a little bit of research, and it doesn't take much, that our bodies are not designed to put carbonic acid in them. Every once in a while, it's okay. You know, for a treat or something, but it's really bad. It's really, really, really bad. But if you don't believe Vance, trust Lyle, because it's the body was not designed to process that amount of sugar. And Nikan water, the way it is, well, and we're not gonna talk a lot about that. We all kind of trust that one. So. We have time for one more.
I really had no intention of speaking, but I will. How are you, Vance?
I'm excellent, Nancy. Thank you. And by the way, just so you get an idea, folks, where these wonderful people that have shared, Nancy hails from Cleveland, Ohio. Lyle and Sandy Meeker are down in Temple, Texas, which is kind of, oh, what would that be, northeast of Austin and San Antonio-ish area. And then Larry and Colleen, originally Dunkertown, Iowa, but they are snowbirds and they travel south for the winter. And they do a lot of traveling. But, yeah, exactly, because, Nancy, I know you don't take part in that flying south for any time.
Nope.
But, Nancy, you by the way, and I don't want to blow smoke up your proverbial skirt, but you're one of those Nikanites that will always hold a special place in my heart, because your anniversary date, your renewal date with Nikan is Stacy and I's anniversary. So,
and yours is my birthday, I believe.
Yes.
Go figure.
So looking back, Nancy, again, same question to you. Looking at the five pillars of wellness.
Something most people probably haven't even considered, and it didn't hit me until about 5 minutes ago, the people. I mean, I've met people from Oregon to Georgia whom I would not ever have passed paths with. And we have such a strong group that it's, you know, just what develops on a regular basis with these people is kind of amazing. It's
when
so,
you look at that, yeah, expound on that, kind of amazing. I kind of have an idea what you're talking about. I would say the forward thinking that humans being more, and it's more than just a positive mental attitude.
Well,
it's
so comforting, and I don't necessarily have to have people who think exactly like I do, because there's nobody in the world who does, but who are on the same general path and wavelength that we each walk as we live. And I'm referring mainly back to the lifestyle calls that started, what, 20, 25 years ago, and they're still going, which is astounding. People have come and gone, and people have come back, some of them. But the people who are there now are there for a reason, and the comfort I think that we all gain from each other just continues to support the group.
And I know that my mom, Char Rogers, was very, very instrumental in developing that, and I like the term that they're still called lifestyle calls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, I was referring to earlier, that we had house guests late last night, and I left the bedroom door open so I could still be a part as I was drifting off to sleep, Stacey explaining what Nikan is. And that's the best word that I could use to describe it. It's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing that decades ago, that it's not about you or me getting into Nikan, it's when Nikan gets into us. It's a completely different concept. And I know, Nancy, you and I have talked a lot about this during the pandemic, the last almost 2 years. And what I keep seeing, and I know you and I share the same sentiment, that when and Luis Kasuga is the one that taught me the best. When change occurs, we have two options, either complain or seek understanding. And usually with complaining comes passion, and it's not really good passion. It usually turns into anger. And when we get angry, we lose every single time. I mean, there is kind of a righteous anger that can well up within us, but it's far better to take a different approach in that lifestyle. And as you said, the people. And there seems to be a greater consensus of people in Nikan when we're others focused, that helps keep us on the on a better path, a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. I would have not thought of that one. The people, because it doesn't fit in those five categories, but it really is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about it from other opportunities in the direct selling industry or in other corporations or other industries themselves. I wouldn't say that of the construction industry growing up in that. That's not definitely not the premise of forward thinking people. Now, the forward thinking mindset is we just got to finish this job so we can get paid on it and then get on to the next one, and almost like a begrudgingly thing. It doesn't have to be that way. But, and I know that's true in other industries too, that it's not exactly the most positive place.
Well, time is money.
Exactly. And we know that, again, other cultures, especially the Japanese culture, even though they're very, very driven, their physical body, taking care and being a steward of the body, is front and center. And it's
mm-hmm.
not the family dynamics in the Japanese culture. And again, I know there are some examples that aren't as stellar, but by far, yeah, people. I really appreciate that perspective. So thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to do that proverbial pause, because too many times I've had people text me or call me later and say, I tried to get in, but you just kept talking. So I'm pausing. If there's anyone else, I want to give you an opportunity.
Hey, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning. There's one besides the people and in Nikan and the products and everything, there's another aspect that has crept into my life that I've really appreciated, and that is that Nikan is always at the forefront of anything going on health-wise and anything going on business-wise. And so I've learned a lot about, well, in office-wise, because we're entrepreneurs. And as Richard Bliss Brooks said, most of us haven't been trained to do that. And so NECAN has, through NECAN and also through Humans Being More, has constantly taught me, James Clear ideas about making one tiny little improvement every day. And Stephen Covey and Seven Habits. And NECAN is always teaching me things about business and how to live my life a better way.
And Elaine, I know your background as a teacher, that and this is something that it just makes so much more sense now, and it was just a week ago, kind of an illumination, that far better to teach or to train or to mentor than it is to help. Helping is great, but teaching is far better. That, you know, and I say this all the time because I learned it from my mom, who ran a restaurant for 6 years, that whether you're showing somebody how to make French fries or showing somebody how to do brain surgery, they both use the same threefold concept, and that is watch one, do one with the person who's teaching you, and then train one. And that's, we get to do that with NECAN. We get to do that with these products. And I find myself doing that more and more and more and more, saying, hey, when can we get together? Or can we FaceTime, you know, if they have an iPhone? Or can we set up a Zoom? Can we, because, and the people, and I get it, because, you know, as Larry said, the doubting Thomases of us, we're always hesitant because people can give that look and say, that just sounds too good to be true. Well, it's not. But as you said, you know, there's that dynamic of, and I would say if I had to describe what you just said, to sum that up, it would definitely be in the healthy mind category. That,
yeah,
we have to every day. That's what Kaizen really is. What can I do today to improve myself so I can be a better contribution to others?
Yeah.
You know, carpe diem. We got all these different cultures, all these different languages, whether it's Latin, whether it's Japanese, whether it's, it doesn't matter. It's up, it really is up to us. And I'm grateful, to you, Elaine, as well, because we get to model that. And that NECAN is always going to be one of those that's on the cutting edge. I want to encourage everybody, if you can, if you haven't yet, I'm not sure, I think most of us have, really, really, I had a gentleman on Thanksgiving Day that I don't get to see very often. We live in the same community, and he shared some things with me. And you know what I fell back on? And I'll sum it up with this. I went back to that mission statement that I penned and I wrote January 1st, 1994, in my first ever Humans Being More training. Now, and it didn't come out exactly how it is today. The purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live this day, live every day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. If I can encourage you, please don't wait until New Year's. I usually start in September, and, you know, being part of the Seiko Kai, the one twice ago or two times ago, I usually start in September, and I'm not sure why, but, you know, when kids start going back into school, kind of that fall back, that's when I start really, really honing in, going, okay, how can I finish this year strong so I can literally blast into the next? Resolutions don't work. It's proven. But revolutions do. And when it's true, right, Elaine? They do. They do.
Yes.
And when they,
I like that.
When they're based on good moral truth, again, when we get angry, we lose. When we get arrogant, we lose. When we get smug, we lose. But when we actually stop and go, okay, wait a second, how can I respond and change this for the better. So I really want to encourage everybody, look at the five pillars of wellness again and just take note and don't hesitate to pause, because it really does impact so much more. So thank you to Larry and Colleen Thomas, to Lyle Meeker, to Nancy Cosman, and then finally to Elaine Brewster. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for contributing. And I so appreciate your contribution to Saturday AM Live, especially on this topic.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.